KYRV, Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeart radio station. Broadcasting from the Sacramento area Hyundai dealership studios.
The Dog and Joe Show. On 93.7 The River. Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, here we go. Know the Dog and Joe Show. Best out of three questions. If, in fact, you can do that, we'll hook you up with the exclusive Italian-designed Dog and Joe Show t-shirts. Oh, wait, did I say Italian-designed?
You did.
I meant Mexican-designed.
Oh,
these are from Mexico.
Yes.
766-9370. Let's go to Jody. Welcome.
How's it going, man?
Hey, man.
Jody, how long have you been listening?
Oh, I've been listening for a while. You guys are back over at the lab when I first started listening.
I like that. Jody now dropping the meth, just calling it the lab.
The lab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, best of three, Jody. Here we go. Question one. Got to get two in a row correctly. Who on the show has not been to the Golden One Center?
Not been to the Golden One Center. I'd have to say Dog.
Whoa.
Wow, nicely done, Jody.
Nicely done.
I feel like Joe might be more into basketball than Dog. I'm just saying.
Well, no, I didn't go for basketball because neither one of us really care for that too much.
Well, no, we don't have a basketball team
me
here.
Either.
We do have a basketball
team. We don't.
Team
I'm
here.
Just. We did. We had one, but then the Monarchs left.
He liked that. I went there for, I took Digger to Monster Jam last year.
And I didn't know, but Dana went to a Kings game too.
Yeah.
I have yet to go to the Golden One Center and see a show or see anything there. And it upsets me. Yeah. I see it on TV, but I haven't gone. Nicely done. Jody on the board. 1-0. Get the next one right. You will get a Dog and Joe Show shirt.
Sweet. That's
well,
all I want.
Two more right, Donnie. That was only his first question.
It's
oh, he's got to get three in a row.
I got one out of the next two.
I thought you said it was three and done.
I did say best of three, so let's see how far he can get.
Okay.
So.
All right. Okay. I got a good one for you, Jody. This person on the show eats Lunchables daily.
Do you know what
I
Lunchables
remember,
are, Jody?
I've heard this one a lot, and I'm going to have to say I think this one's Dog.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you say that, Jody, because that makes me smile.
No, Dog does not eat processed cheese and meats and snack crackers and Oreo cookies. Dog eats like a man, not a five-year-old.
8 grams of protein in every Lunchable, bro.
You ever check out the sodium, saturated fat? Bet you don't look at those things, do you?
No, I do not.
All right, we got to go to someone else. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly, we'll pick it up with you.
What's happening?
How
hey,
are
Kelly.
You?
Kelly.
How long have you listened?
Long time, since the lab as well.
All right. Thank you greatly. Who on the show has only seen one Star Wars movie?
Well, I know Joe watches endless movies, so it's got to be you.
It is me, yes.
Well played, my good man.
Which Star Wars did I see back in 77 or whatever? What is that now, like the eighth one, the third one? How does that all work?
The one that you saw would have been number three, which would have been the first one in the set. First one released, but number three in the trilogy.
Yeah, that's like with the Han Solo and all that stuff.
Mm. Yeah, the Han Solo was in that one.
Okay.
He's in a lot of them, dude.
All right, you're on the board, Kelly. 1-0, let's go.
All right. Okay, I got one for you, Kelly.
Okay.
Who on the show wears stretchy jeans?
Ooh. Stretchy jeans. Oh, let me turn them on. I'm sorry. Oh,
sorry, Kelly. We had to turn
it off.
That could be all three of you, correct?
Well, I mean, it could be, but one of us specifically chooses to wear stretchy jeans.
Man, I'm going to have to go with Dog.
All right, now what you've done is offended me. You have offended me. I am the oldest on the show, but I do not, nor will I ever, wear stretchy jeans. Denim does not stretch.
Yeah, it does.
That's why you wear it. No, I do not wear stretchy jeans. I wear 501s. The day comes, I'm in stretchy jeans. I hope I'm not on the radio. I better be in hospice.
Really?
Yes.
Because these stretchy jeans are working me right into the mix.
Oh, yeah. Hey, these stretchy jeans accent my leopard skin thong bikini.
Well, how do you think it fits underneath there? You got to have some stretchy power.
I knew you weren't going to take it off. You're done. We got to go to another one. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, welcome.
Hello, how are you guys doing today?
Good, Matthew.
Come on, Matthew, best of three.
From the parking lot.
What's that?
Hands-free, free parking lot.
Yes!
Oh, welcome, neighbor. Woo-hoo-hoo!
All right, here we go, Matt. This person carries a good luck charm. Who on the show carries a good luck charm?
That's Joe.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Got it in my pocket right now.
It's a rabbit's foot.
Well, no, it's not a rabbit's foot, although one day I did have a rabbit's foot. It's been many things over the years.
Uh-huh.
It's a lucky Buckeye given to me by my grandfather.
Which was a nut.
Then I had a Father's Day coin given to me by my son, which I lost at Sugar Pine.
Yeah, lost a good luck charm.
And then I took my son with a couple of my friends to a, I forget where it was at. It was like a travel through a mill site up in like Auburn or, you know, somewhere up in the foothills.
Like a sawmill.
Sawmill type site.
Yeah.
In a mining area. Mm-hmm. And I got myself a lucky piece of rock with a bear claw etched into it.
Is that what you're carrying now?
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
Yeah, look at it. You pull it out of the pocket right now.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
Piece of obsidian with a bear claw.
You got to show that off today in the after show.
Okay, I will.
You're on the board, Matt. 1-0. Joe is the one that carries a good luck charm. Even though they change out throughout the years, he's always got something lucky on him.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt. You would have had to have listened recently to shows in the last couple of weeks to get this one. Mm-hmm. But
okay.
Producer Dana recently took a vacation. Where did she go?
And I was just on your website yesterday and saw the pictures, but I didn't bother to read anything because I'm an illiterate Dog and Joe fan.
Yes.
I don't necessarily know if you need the exact location, but the country would be
good. And you don't even have to say that you're an illiterate Dog and Joe fan. All you need to say is you're a Dog and Joe show fan. That's all you got to say. Everyone will know you're illiterate.
Yeah, that's implied. I honestly couldn't say.
Come on, give us a guess.
Take a stab at it.
You saw the photos. Where do you think Dana vacationed? Which country?
What country? Canada.
Oh.
No!
No, man. I wanted you to get that one, too.
Yeah. Sorry. We got to hang up right there. We're going to do this by default. Get this next question right. Dale, we'll hook you up with a T-shirt. We can't keep going today.
No.
People are getting tripped up. Okay, let's go to this question. Dale, good morning.
How you doing?
Hi, Dale. A repeat from last week. Let's see if you paid attention. This cool cat, when he was a child, wore corrective shoes.
Corrective shoes. I'd rather answer the Dana vacation question, but I'm going to take a stab at saying it is Joe.
Yes!
You, sir, are correct.
And let's just concrete it. Let's put a nail in it. Let's be fair. We didn't tell the last caller where Dana vacationed, so that's fair. He said Canada. That was incorrect. Dale, where did Dana vacation?
I believe I saw the pictures about a bike ride, and I thought I saw Emerald Bay, so I'm going to say Tahoe.
You know what? Technically, you could use that because she did take a Monday off.
Yeah, well, I guess technically, yes.
You could. Yes. There was a vacation day used there.
Yeah, she did the Tahoe, Tour de Tahoe ride. But, technically, that is a win, even though her vacation was out of country in Mexico.
Yeah.
Dana, where was it that you vacationed again? And make sure you roll the R and make it sound very authentic. Where'd you go?
Isla Mujeres.
Yes. Off the coast of Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there we go. We'll get you hooked up with a shirt. Hang on, Dale. And we're done with Knowing the Dog and Joe show for this week.
That was fun.
Here's Tears for Fears on 93.7 The River.